A long-awaited U.S. Supreme Court decision is being celebrated by tribes across Alaska and the nation today. The Rama Navajo case is a 22-year-old class action lawsuit against the federal government that sought full payment for contracts the tribes held for health services, law enforcement, and land programs. Anchorage attorney Lloyd Miller has worked on the litigation. He says government attorneys told the Supreme Court justices during the trial that if it was held responsible for the damages, it would equal $1 billion.
I don't disagree with that. So now the task before us will be to sit down with the government and try to come up with a precise accounting of how much is required to be awarded to all of the nation's tribes in money damages.
Miller says the decision's impact will most likely mean tribes who have hesitated in the past to contract with the federal government will now do so.
Many tribes have told me, and many have testified in Congress, that the uncertainty over being paid has led tribes not to contract to take over a local clinic or a hospital or a law enforcement operation or a land management program. So I think the certainty now provided, the clear rules, will encourage tribes to engage in greater contracting activities.
Miller says this is what Congress intended, and currently about half of the Bureau of Indian Affairs budget and more than 60% of the Indian Health Service budget are under contract with tribes. The amount is more than $2.3 billion. He says because the contract expense the government underpaid were fixed costs, such as workers' comp and insurance, the tribes had to pay for it, and since 70% of tribal expenses salaries, this meant reducing positions. He says the impact in Alaska will be huge.
I suspect that while the numbers are still being deciphered and investigated, that at the end of the day, the amounts recovered by Alaska Native communities will be some nine-digit number. It really is quite substantial what the Alaska Native healthcare community has suffered in annual shortfalls year in and year out.
Miller says the funding shortfall averaged about $100 million per year nationally, and about a third of that deficit was in Alaska.